When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
People who made their intimate fantasies become a reality. Why did you regret it? I tried the spectator sport and instantly regretted it. I've been watching the spectator sport corn for a while. I think because I got bullied in high school and only had one girlfriend who cheated on me sent me down a mental rabbit hole. I watched for years, especially interracial spectator sport. Fast forward to my late 20s, I'm in a relationship with a girl I love who checks all my boxes. Only thing is, every time I am being intimate with her, I'm imagining a big black guy with her. I eventually slipped in a few such videos when we watched corn together. She thought it was weird and asked if I wanted that. I didn't say yes, but I said I'm sure it would be exciting. Fast forward a couple months, and one night when we were drunk, I blurted out that I'd love to see her going on a ride on giant fake dong. She immediately asked if it was only a dong I wanted to see. That's when I just spilled all the beans. I wanted to see her with a black guy. She was into the idea but shy about it. Nonetheless, we downloaded Tinder, and we started swiping for her potential guy. I can't begin to explain how excited and charged this all made me. This was over a decade of fantasizing coming to fruition. We chose one guy of many, offering him to come over that night. No time like the present when drunk and excited. My girlfriend put on some sexy lingerie, and I drank some more. The guy arrived, a bit taller than me, less chubby and black. My girlfriend started on him fast. She took him to the bedroom, and I got set up just behind the door peeking in, so they had a little privacy and comfort. My heart was pounding. My dong was already ready. He started kissing her, and it felt weird, but she seemed to enjoy it. I was starting to feel less excited and more paranoid. Then it happened. He stood up and pulled out my fantasy, a very big dong. When he held my girlfriend and pushed her to give blowy, it is when my stomach sank. I was jealous and in shock. The fantasy was happening. The worst part was the eye contact. She looked at me quite a few times while he was continuing. I know, I should have stopped it there. But I was afraid and just sat there watching. It was not like my fantasy. When he started doing Scooby-Doo style, that's really when I got almost sick. He did his thing for a while, until he was eventually done. He left. I couldn't talk to my girlfriend, and she cried. It's been a few weeks, and I haven't been intimate with her again. The spectator sport ruined my confidence and image of her. Before we continue, do us a quick favor. Smash that like button and subscribe to support our channel. Story 2. I thought I was into backdoor brownies, but I was wrong. I screwed up really bad and might never mentally recover. So like many young modern men, I enjoy corno and partake semi-regularly. There's of course a lot of corn out there, and I'll confess the normal crap, pun intended, started to get kind of boring to me, so I started branching out into some more extreme, but legal, genres of corn. Eventually I stumbled on videos involving backdoor brownies, and to be very honest, it was super hot, and I ended up enjoying it a lot. Something about watching a beautiful woman with a cute bun pinch off a large backdoor brownies really had me charged. I'm not exaggerating when I say I spent almost 2 years of my life watching primarily this type of corn. Well, as I got more and more into it, the more I wanted to experience it myself. I tried finding women who were into it, but they seemed few and far between. Eventually, I found a cash-only companion who specialized in extreme fantasies, and she was super hot too. But it was very expensive. I knew I wanted this though, but I'm not super rich, so I took out a cash advance on my credit card and put it with my savings. I contacted her, scheduled an appointment, last month on the 15th, and paid for a hotel room and her flight to my city. I even took time off of work on the Friday beforehand to prepare. I was so excited my heart was racing waiting for her to show up at 6 in my room. She came, we made conversation, all while I grew more excited. Finally, the time came. She grabbed her suitcase and opened it and pulled out a large plastic sheet and laid it over the bed. She told me to lay down and get comfortable and she'd change and return. I did so and was so excited. After what felt like forever, she came back wearing a leather corset, thigh-high boots and no bottoms. She asked if I was ready. I was so excited that I couldn't speak. I just nodded. She got ready and told me to take care of her back door. And I took care of it like my life depended on it while she gave me a blowy. It was amazing. Then she asked if I was ready for the main course. I moaned yes. So, she carefully lined up, and then I saw it open up, and slowly it started to make its way out. I opened my mouth, and as soon as it entered my mouth, I knew I made a terrible mistake. It tasted so bad. The smell was terrible too. It made me gag. She then moved over my chest and started crapping all over me. Then she sat down and started smashing and spreading it on me while still giving me a hand jay. I was fighting the urge not to puke. Tears of shame, sadness and disgust filled my eyes as I fought the urge not to cry like a baby. She just kept crapping and giving me a blowy. Eventually I ended, then we went and showered, and she threw the plastic sheet in a garbage bag, took the envelope of money we made some brief conversation, and she left. Immediately I broke down crying, brushed my teeth for what felt like forever, and got drunk trying to forget. I found out the hard way last month that I don't have a backdoor brownies fantasy, and honestly I feel mentally broken over that night, and I don't know if mentally I can overcome this. I've been really struggling with depression since that night. I made an appointment to see a local therapist, but I hope it'll help. Story 3. I was 19, fresh-faced and barely experienced. Only had been physical twice in my life at that point. But I was obsessed with the idea of an older woman. Not just older in age, but confident and in charge, someone who knew what she was doing and could take the lead. Enter Bristol. I was out one night at a bar/club in that wonderful, chaotic city, and that's where I met her. She was 26, not that much older, but to a 19-year-old, it felt like a big leap. She looked her age but carried herself like a full-blown man-melting magician. Confident. Dominating. Unbeknownst to me, my friend Max had actually set me up with her. They were friends, and he saw the opportunity to wingman like a legend. After a few drinks, she suggested we head back to her place. She was pretty drunk, and the taxi ride ended up costing me £20. But honestly, it was the best £20 I've ever spent. The moment we got there, she was completely in control. I felt like a schoolboy getting thoroughly educated. It started off slow. She made the first move on the couch by her computer while I sat there awkwardly, trying not to shake. Eventually, she took me upstairs. Now confession time. While she was freshening up, I panicked about grooming and decided to give myself a quick trim using her housemate's scissors. Bad idea. I ended up nicking my nugget pouch. Painful and tragic. Apologies to that housemate, wherever you are. Despite the minor injury, our session was amazing. It was her house, but she had a male housemate, which only made the whole thing feel even more illicit. Like I was her little secret she snuck home to devour. But the second time, even better. She invited me over again, so like a good lad, I took the bus. She had this big house, nice car, the whole setup. We sat watching a movie, and once again, she made the move. Totally in charge. Ruined me in the best way possible. And then plot twist. Her housemate came home. He was older, big, and looked like the type who probably did CrossFit before it was cool. She calmly distracted him in the kitchen while I, stark bare, bolted upstairs like some kind of goblin hunched over, trying not to be seen. We picked up right where we left off once he was out of the way. And let me tell you, the night ended in pure chaos. I woke up in total darkness to the horrifying sound of her Darth Vader alarm clock. Nothing, and I mean nothing, prepares you for waking up to heavy Vader breathing in pitch blackness. But here's the kicker, I was 19 and let's be honest, a bit of an idiot. I told her the whole thing felt wrong and immoral, and unless we could be something serious, I couldn't keep doing it. So we stopped. I've regretted it ever since. Now I'm nearly 25 and my intimate life is about as active as Fallout game releases. My word. Story 4. I became a bare model for a site to fulfill my fantasy, which I regret now. Hi, I'm a 25-year-old man and a software developer from India. I've always had a strange fantasy, and over time, I started enjoying the feeling of being bare. I'd look for any opportunity to take my clothes off, wherever I could. Eventually, I discovered solo play, but that's not really the point of my story. As I got older, I started finding more ways to expose myself. It began with taking dares to get bare in college washrooms or public toilets. There was a thrill in it. Over time, that thrill grew stronger, and I began to crave an audience. Once, I even got bare on my balcony, hoping someone on the street would see. Eventually, I discovered video chat websites. I'd go on there, get bare, and pretend I was just following through on a dare, something spontaneous and bold, in front of a stranger. I was not aware how deep I am getting into this hole. Later it went so deep I wanted a physical person comes and watch me. That's why I use Grindr to meet people, so that they can watch me. I did, but it was too scary as they were expecting to have gay relations with them, so I stopped that. At first, none of this affected my work, so I didn't think much of it. But then I came across a site. I signed up as a model and started live.
When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
Streaming, doing dares like getting bare on my balcony or terrace, and even answering the door for food deliveries without anything on. After a while, I received a DM on my profile saying I was becoming famous. I didn't understand what they meant until they sent me a link. I was stunned. All my live streams had been clipped and posted online. In one sense, it felt surreal, like my fantasy was becoming a reality. But on the other hand, I'm a software developer. I can't afford to have this side of me out there on the internet. I've since left the site and managed to delete most of the videos, but a lot of them are still floating around online. I don't know who might stumble across them, maybe even someone I know, and that thought really haunts me. Looking back, I regret it. If I had just kept my curiosity in check when I was younger, things might not have spiraled into something so overwhelming. Story 5. I encouraged my wife to bang other guys because I thought it was hot. Now I know some things should stay in your head. I'm too chicken to tell her, I don't want her doing it anymore. I used to have these fantasies where my wife would get banged by random guys she meets, especially guys with huge dongs. I know, it's a weird one. Anyway, about 4 months ago, I began talking to her about it, telling her about the spectator sport, and at first she was really hesitant and did not want to hear another word about it. But that only lasted about a week before she started asking more about it, and about a month later, she met a guy at a club with her friends, and she texted me to let me know she was going to bring a guy home. I went out to watch a movie and came back after he was gone, and I had never seen her so happy about doing it, especially considering I'm only about 4 inches. I guess this guy was thick and about as long as a foot-long ruler, according to her. I felt pretty apprehensive, but figured it was just from this being the first time. So I let it slide and encouraged her to keep doing it if she wanted to. Well, after the second and third time she did it, I knew it was something I regretted telling her about. I don't think it's hot anymore, and I get really jealous, but I don't tell her. I put on an act and tell her how hot it is to me, but it just drives me mad inside. I want to put an end to it, but I'm scared and embarrassed to bring it up. Like, what do I say? Oh, hey honey, you need to stop doing this now, even though I encouraged you to do this. Story 6. My secret fantasy / regret. There's something I think about often, something I consider a missed opportunity. It happened just before COVID, so I must have been around 25 at the time. I've never told anyone about it because, honestly, I feel a bit embarrassed. I'm gay, but I'm generally not into older guys. At my job, we have a satellite office elsewhere in the city, which we share with another company. We also share a few clients with them. Now, there was a guy in my company, let's call him Dave, who got into some trouble. Word was he got struck off, and apparently, some money had gone missing around the same time. One day, someone from the other company, I'll call him Jeremy, was visiting our office. He must have been around 50, slim build. I didn't think much of him at first, but once we started talking, I found myself kind of drawn to him. There was something unexpectedly attractive about him. Jeremy told me a story about Dave. One evening, at that satellite office, Dave came to him in a bit of a panic. He said the missing money wasn't his doing, and that he wanted to prove he hadn't taken anything. So, he told Jeremy he'd remove all his clothing to just his innards to show he wasn't carrying any cash. And he actually did, took off all his clothes except his innards and said, "See? I've got nothing on me." At this point in the story, Jeremy said, "I used to wonder what he would look like without anything on. I wasn't disappointed by what I saw, I quite liked it. I found the scenario rather hot. I was imagining myself in Dave's shoes, or should I say innards, and imagining Jeremy checking me out. I wondered what his motives were telling me that story. He must have known I was gay, maybe testing my reaction. I really wanted to suggest, maybe we should recreate that scenario at his, but change the ending. But I feared rejection and didn't want to risk losing my job. But I craved him checking me out, telling me he needed to search inside my innards too. He said when I'm next at the satellite site, I should say hi. Shortly after that, COVID hit, and I never saw him again. He probably left. I don't even know Jeremy's real name. Story 7. I was part of a groupie, and both regretted it and loved it. Back in January, I created a Tinder profile which hid my face but let users see my body. I used an alias as well to keep myself anonymous. The caption stated that I was looking for a groupie or MFM. This had always been a dream of mine. I've done an MFM and wanted to take it even further. I didn't expect to get any responses, but as soon as I posted, messages came flowing in. I took my time screening the guys in my messages before giving them my alias Snapchat to continue planning. One guy proved himself legitimate enough, and so I set up a date and time. I emphasized the need for clean STI and STD screening results ahead of time. I also made sure to emphasize my desire to use protection for all parties in order to keep everyone safe. So, I showed up to this guy's house, and there were 5 guys waiting for me. All of them had clean screenings recently. They all had agreed to use protection, which I provided to make sure they weren't tampered with or anything. I also checked to make sure everyone was of age. And so we began. First of all, I didn't take into consideration ahead of time how incredibly exhausted this stunt would be nor how long it would take. I was in that room for about 2.5 hours. Second of all, I want to say I did have a lot of fun. It met every bit of my fantasy, but part of me feels guilty. I guess I'm more afraid of people finding out about it. I haven't told a single soul, not even my best friend. Story 8. A friend of mine at work once pulled me to the side and asked me to do him a huge favor. I said sure. He told me that his wife had this fantasy of someone watching her in the same room while she did it with a guy. He offered me $50, a pack of cigarettes to smoke while there and a bottle of wine to also be consumed while there. It sounded pretty hot, so I agreed. Fast forward to that Friday. I arrived at around 5:30 p.m., and I was greeted by the dude. I arrived in full tuxedo, as were instructed, and I sat down in a very comfy chair at one end of their bedroom. The dude then told me some restrictions to this. 1. I was not supposed to say anything. 2. I was not allowed to leave. 3. I was not allowed to join in. 4. I was only supposed to look at them, smoke a cigarette every once in a while, and drink the wine while having a relaxed and calm stature. So, I sat down and waited for the wife to get home. I hear some giggling coming from downstairs. I hear them coming up, and they enter the bedroom. The woman is incredibly excited and almost jumps with joy when she sees me. The dude throws her on the bed, and they start doing it like a frigging beasts. I light up a smoke and watched. The whole thing felt very strange, and it is not as exciting to look at as I imagined. The girl sometimes looks at me and says some pretty weird crap too, like look at what I am doing, and stuff. I recall she had plenty of peaks. About 45 minutes in, I had all but emptied the bottle of wine, had smoked half the pack, and while an incredibly passionate scene played out in front of me on their bed, I was very disappointed. It was just a lot of weird sounds. It had started to smell too, but I sat there idly by. And then they stopped. I got my cash at the door, got to keep the cigarettes, and I walked home. Only 15 minutes of walk. Later, when we got back on the subject, I asked him why I had to wear a tuxedo, smoke, drink wine, and not say anything. He shamefully told me that she had fantasized about doing it in front of her always absent father since a long time, and that those 3 things were the only things she remembered him by. Kind of sad, but hey, got $50. Story 9. I agreed to be the second man in my best friend's MFM with his fiancée. It quickly became apparent that it wasn't going to work out, but somehow, we all did it till the end. Within a month they broke up, and me and him don't speak much anymore. Story time. I guess he will be TT, she will be FF, I will be me. Well, it was on my best friend's 21st birthday that they approached me about it. I had been friends with the two of them since the start of high school, so around 7 years. I agreed to it because they both were practically begging for it, and I was single at the time. We met at my apartment since I had the biggest bed, and they still both lived with his parents. We agree with some ground rules like no kissing, don't go to deep during blowy, no pulling of the hair, etc. Basically super vanilla 3 score. So, the first problem came up when FF got between us, and wanted to give a blowy to both of us. I was bigger than TT by a good 2 inches and thicker too. TT didn't seem to mind right away though, but you could clearly tell FF was a fan. Right away, FF messes up with me though, and tries to put both our dongs in at the same time, hurting her jaw and making me and TT play sword. I almost lost my composure but managed to push through, giving her a warning not to do that again. TT was pretty quiet about the whole thing. Things felt really awkward. So, FF gets bare, and TT moves down while I take care of the upper department. When he goes down though, she kind of gives me this look, and without warning breaks the formed rule. He hears that and speaks the first of 3 times during this encounter, scolding me. I didn't want to correct him and possibly end this situation prematurely. In retrospect, I should have. He says I should have the honor of banging her first, as it was my apartment and my bed. I'm not about to object to such an offer, and I step up to the plate. Here's where that size thing suddenly becomes an issue. See, apparently, I'm just big enough to not only give a bit of a stretch, but enough that I managed to make it bleed a little. She doesn't complain at all about it, and in fact basically puts me on the spot with her commentary about how good I was. I make eye contact with him only long enough to see him boiling under his skin and gives out a violent short, switch places, it's my turn, making her shut up and me sheepishly back up. I don't ever want to get into a bare fist fight again. So, TT starts banging her while FF is giving me blowy. He's looked pissed AF. She's not giving him commentary, and suddenly he starts basically shouting, "You like his dong better, don't you? You little frigging whore. This is whole reason you wanted another man. I'm not enough for you." At this point, I just kind of start losing it. FF stopped whatever she was doing at this point, and is as speechless as I am. We both end up watching TT spill seconds later in tears, who then grabs his clothes, and without a word runs out of my place, and just leaves us both bare and stunned. I can't really begin to explain what was going on in my head. I just upstaged my best friend with his future wife. She's crying in my bed bare, and I still wasn't done. FF calmed down later on, and we basically laid bare in my bed. She told me about how he wasn't really bringing it to the bedroom, and it was her idea to do all this. Somehow, she ended up just leaning up and kissing me, and well, yeah, it all just went to hell that night. They broke up, he never wanted to talk anymore. She ended up sleeping with me a few more times, and I wasn't really going to tell her to stop, because over those 7 years I sort of had a thing for her, and also, I was moving away soon. Yeah, just all around a terrible frigging experience. Story 10. Had a 3-score with 2 lesbians and ended up as a spectator. Last year, I went on a night out with, amongst others, 2 pals of mine, who happened to be lesbians. The club shut, so the 3 of us jumped into a taxi, imagining that I'd just carry on after they got out at their place. As it happens, they offered me the sofa in the cab, so I jumped out with them and went in. We went into the kitchen to get some food, and the next thing I know, they were doing it. I got a raging stiffy on pretty damn quick. Next thing I know, there's a hand on my fly, and shortly after things escalated. It was the crappiest experience of my intimate life so far. 2 girls proceeded to bang each other, with me just getting in the way and absolutely forbidden to put my dong near either of them. I ended up soloing on the edge of their bed. When they were done with each other, and they'd gone to sleep, I got up, put my clothes on, and walked back to a main road to flag down a cab. Story 11. I'd like to share my golden hour experience. I haven't seen anything posted about this yet. My girlfriend and I got home from the bar, were fooling around, and decided we wanted to do something a little adventurous. So, she agreed for a golden hour. As to not make too much of a mess, we went into the shower. The water was on, but not directly on her. Peeing was difficult with a stiffy, but I had a bladder full of booze, so I forced it out. For what felt like a minute, I hosed her, covering her face and chest. She just sat there, eyes closed, and didn't react. After I was done, she stood up, got under the water, and washed off. We just sort of stood there, bare in the warm water, staring at each other. We said nothing. I think she was grossed out, and I knew that I was. I didn't want to kiss her. All I could think of was my stuff on her. We ended up just going to bed. No banging that night. I had thought being allowed to do that on a girl would be quite exciting, like I'm some powerful being that can make people do anything I want them to. In that sense, it was a bust. Yet it did have its positive aspects. It was a huge trust builder for us. It was something that, as far as the people that know us personally, only we share, like a bond. But intimately, it didn't do it for either of us. Story 12. So, I've always been into bigger women, fat chicks, weight gain, stuffing, that whole things. It's not the wildest fantasy out there, but it's definitely not something people openly talk about either. I'm in my mid-20s, have a solid job, and recently moved to a new city. I figured it was a good time to start exploring that side of myself more seriously. For the past couple of years, I've been dating different plus-size women, just feeling things out. While I haven't fully lived the fantasy of being with someone who's actively trying to gain weight, I've dated women who naturally put on weight over time. A few of them knew what I was into, but none really leaned into the weight gain aspect intentionally. I've been with women ranging from around 250 to 350 pounds and learned quite a bit in the process. Most of them were surprisingly active in bed, but certain positions can still be a challenge. I actually dropped 20 pounds myself over the past year from working out. I'm 6 feet 0 inches, went from 240 to 220, and the extra strength and stamina made a noticeable difference. As for the fantasy itself, even when I wasn't super attracted to someone's face or personality, just the fact that they were fat was enough to excite me. The mental side of the fantasy is strong. All in all, it's been a pretty positive experience. It even motivated me to get into better shape myself. I'll probably keep exploring it over the next few years and see where it leads. Story 13. I am still living my fantasy almost every day, but it's a little different because I didn't know I was into it until I experienced it for the first time. Milk Express. I've always loved my wife's very large jugs. She got a reduction at one point, and it kind of reduced the allure, but I was always a jugs man, and they were nicely sized and shaped after the surgery, so all was good. She got pregnant, and her size went most of the way back to her normal size. She has the baby, and several weeks later we got to be intimate again. During one of our private times, she just randomly started spraying milk, and it was very exciting. She was embarrassed and wouldn't do it without a sports inner for a while, and I tried to play it cool to avoid freaking her out, but I wanted way more. Over the next few months, I slowly worked into it and got her into it a little bit until she was full on letting it spray. And the last year and a half has been amazing. I never even viewed or heard of this type of corn before this incident, but now I can't get enough, and I live out my fantasy every time we do it. Sometimes she lets me just chill and drink right from the source when she's not down to do it. Early on, she took a day off with friends, and I watched the baby. She came back long after he was in bed. She was at a wine event all day, so she was really drunk. I asked if I could help, and she was down, and it was one of the most awesome experiences ever. I even bought her some pills that increase production, and she took them for a while, but they worked so well it affected her daily life, so she had to stop. Anyway, she is weaning the kid now, so the fun is over until kid 2, unfortunately. Story 14. With my cousin. I'm still not sure how to feel about this one. On the surface, it's some of the most intense, incredible banging I've ever had. In the moment, it's electric, no thinking, just chemistry. But afterward, I always feel a little off. Not crushed, just low. Like my mind catches up with everything and starts quietly asking questions I don't want to answer. We're both grown, well-rounded adults. It's not reckless or messy in the usual sense. When I got out of the Navy, she and I started spending a lot of time together, drinking, hanging out, just vibing. One night, it was just the two of us. Drinks, some other things, conversation that drifted into something more. And then suddenly, she's giving me a blowy, and the night just took off from there. We ended up doing it for something like 12 hours that first time, with the help of substances, sure, but it was unreal. Easily the most intense experience of my life. It's happened a few times since. Every time, it's just as explosive. But the morning after always brings a weird silence. Not regret, exactly, just this lingering heaviness. I know exactly what I'm doing, and maybe that's what gets to me. I care about her, and I know she deserves something more solid, and honestly, maybe I do too. I don't think this will keep going for long, and a part of me hopes it doesn't. Story 15. Back in college, I lived with three other guys, and we had the ultimate neighbor, an insanely attractive mom next door. Naturally, we nicknamed her the Mother ILF next door, because we were 20 and had no filter. She had a short Latino boyfriend at the time, and for whatever reason, we always thought something about that was kind of mysterious. Eventually, she moved away, and we were bummed. Fast forward 2 years. I'm in a 7-Eleven with a friend when I spot that same short guy on the cover of a CD. Turns out it was Lil Rob. My friend casually goes, "Oh, my brother used to date his girlfriend." I immediately ask what her name was, because honestly, We never even knew her name. I looked her up online. Boom, turns out she's a Playboy model. Every wild fantasy I ever had about her suddenly felt way more valid. Just out of curiosity, I sent her a friend request on Facebook. Didn't expect anything from it, but to my surprise, she remembered me, and even invited me to her birthday party. My roommate and I went, had some drinks, and spent the afternoon laughing and flirting with the birthday girl. It felt surreal. Later on, I decided to take a chance and kissed her. She pulled back with a playful smile, then rejoined her friends to keep celebrating. I figured that was that. But later that night, I got a text from her. Grab somebody sexy and tell them hey. Then another. Wake up. Unfortunately, I slept through it all, and woke up the next day full of regret. We kept in light contact after that, and a year later, she invited me to her birthday again. This time, I came with purpose. After brunch and drinks, she joined me and my friends for another party, and later told me she was heading home to rest, but would message me later. That evening around 10 p.m., she texted me to come over. I drove like a man on a mission. When I arrived, it was clear she had set the mood, dim lighting, soft music, a warm scent in the air. I realized pretty quickly, this woman was on a whole different level of experience. The room was softly lit, dim enough to feel intimate, but still bright enough to take in every detail around me. A slow rhythm played in the background, the lyrics just audible beneath the hum. The air carried a warm hint of vanilla. She took my hand, guided me to the bedroom, and gently laid me down. Then she gave me the most sensual blowy I have ever received. But before I ended, we banged, and collapsed into a brief coma. I woke up, and she was there with some coffee and cookies. I left after that, and couldn't believe what had just happened. By far one of the most memorable experiences I've ever had. We did have one more encounter afterwards, but it failed in comparison to our first night. Story 16. So I've always had this fantasy to be dressed up like a woman, generally in a really provocative outfit, and then banged by a woman. Now I am a huge, 6 feet 3 inches, 215 pounds athletic male with a fairly hairy body. So frankly, I look more ridiculous than most in this stuff. But as you might imagine, no woman I could meet personally wanted to force me to wear a vinyl French-made outfit complete with nylons and heels, and let me give blowy to their fake dongs after I prepared and served her dinner. In fact, I had all but given up on the fantasy. As so many women wanted me to be in charge, I eventually embraced that role. Cue about 3 years ago. I'm on 4chan, and there's this Anon talking crap, claiming to be a lifestyle lady of control who isn't a professional, but just takes control of susceptible men whenever she finds one. So, I start responding to her, and she responds to me, demanding an email. I sent her one. My heart racing, she immediately emails the account, demanding that I shave my dong completely and that I send her a picture of it. So, I sent the picture to a random on the other end of the internet. Something about her tone made me do it. She was totally commanding, confident, and dominant. Obviously, I wanted it. I like being controlled. So I do it. I send the picture, and she starts crap-talking me about how small my dong is. Now, you should know I'm not small and my confidence can't be rattled in that sense. But I played along. For this, I was more than willing to say I had a small dong. In fact, it was kind of fun. Next, she orders me to tell her my fantasies, who I'd most like to bang, how I'd like it done, have I ever had a plug, have I ever tasted someone's smoothie. So, I tell her I want to be dressed like a girl. She tells me she already knew I was a sissy, and if I had lied, she would have cut me off. She tells me she's in charge now and gives me a set of rules. She controls my everything now. Whenever she emails, I must respond within 30 minutes or risk a no-smoothie punishment for indefinite period. So now I'm ordered to send her photos of my wardrobe, which I do. She orders me into this leather dress I have with some nylons and high heels on. I put a wig on as well. At this point I am floating, totally in subspace, my whole body is high. She really knew what she was doing, whoever it was. I am ordered to take photos and videos of myself, and she gives me dialogue to say in the videos, things like admitting I'm her or. We go back and forth via email for a while, and I send her my photos and videos. She says they are disappointing, but acceptable enough for a reward. I am now allowed to spill it, but not until midnight. It's like 7 p.m. at this point. I am also ordered to stay in my dress, nylons, and heels, and to record myself doing things around the house. At midnight, I was to solo with the dress on, and end it. I did all this, and it was the best one I ever had. I never got another email from her, and the account was deleted. Every so often I'll reread the emails and relive the experience. I tried getting a pro to do this with me, but it just wasn't as good. Well, every guy has the fantasy to do it with two girls at once. The thing is, when it happened, while awesome, it was a bit overwhelming. How so? Well, here's the story. I was 19 and friends with a guy who was kind of a celebrity DJ at the local pop rock music station. Tom had a popular morning show and did a bunch of commercials and stuff. He was a bit older than me, in his early 20s. His brother was in town, and it was his birthday, so Tom set up a party. He was friends with several of the girls who lived there, of course, and they offered to host his brother's party and make it special. The day of the party, Tom found out he had to work that night. He called me and two other friends of mine to see if we could show up at the party and help entertain his brother and make it a fun time. He had already bought a keg and had it there on ice. One of the guys he asked had a date and begged off, so that left just me and another guy to show up at the party around 9 p.m. that night. There is Tom's brother, who is absolutely plastered by the time we get there, me, and my friend. We are the only guys there. And there are about 20 girls, ranging in age 18 to 22 or so. This is going well, I think. One of the girls, who was the hottest one I thought, asked me to dance, and she gave me the hint. After making out a bit on the dance floor, I grabbed another beer and went to the bathroom. When I came out, she was gone. So was my friend who had driven me there. Someone said they left together, supposedly to go to his house, so he could pick up his stuff. I knew he didn't have any. We'd smoked the last bit before we came, and knew exactly what he was up to. He was going to score with her. Damn. Oh well, there's still about 20 girls here. About another 2 hours goes by. A couple of girls ask me to their room. Okay, sounds good. We go into the room and immediately start the action. I'm 19 and fully capable of back-to-back fireworks, so I'm not worried. I'm banging one chick Scooby-Doo style while trying to figure out a way to do stuff to the other girl. At this point, another girl comes in the room. That sort of triggered a panic in me. What am I going to do now? I asked them what they wanted me to do, and they showed me. It was stressful and amazing. We were in there for about an hour, and I was exhausted. I cleaned up some and went back to the party. Another girl tries to take me to her room. I resist, but eventually go with her. I couldn't perform, but she was understanding. Then I came back out and was informed that since I'd taken advantage of this situation, I had to clean the kitchen, wash all the dishes, just cups and plates really. And I was actually grateful for this. I did that, and my friend was still not there. I sat outside smoking a cigarette, and two girls, obviously twins, sat on either side of me. That's as far as that went, though, as the same girl who made me do the dishes came out with my jacket and told me I had to leave. I walked back to my friend's house, which was much closer than my house was by miles. It took about an hour. It was about 4 a.m. when I knocked on his door. He answered holding a sheet over him, the girl who made out with me at the start of the evening asleep in his bed. Good for him. He ended up living with her for 7 years, but not before she and I did it a few times before they really became an item. She was really cute, but she and I just weren't compatible as it turned out. Story 17. I had intimate fantasies about a nurse after accidentally touching his flagpole. I went to my first ER visit, and the nurse that took care of me was an attractive guy probably around his late 20s or early 30s. He was playful and a little bit flirty, in my opinion, but I thought nothing of it because his attitude helped alleviate some of the pain I was feeling. Anyway, I was lying on a hospital bed, and as he was putting the blood pressure monitor cuff on my arm, I became aware that my hand was touching a hard surface, and I glanced up and noticed that it was, in fact, his dong. I'm not sure he noticed anything, because his face was kind of expressionless as he was concentrating on securing the cuff. I kind of tried to avoid it really subtly, but it happened again with my other hand as he was adjusting some sort of apparatus on my other arm. I've never really had any intimate experience of any kind, but the fact that I sort of felt up some cute guy's dong kind of excited me, and I had fantasies about him for about a month. I am ashamed because it's the first time that I met a complete stranger and just thought about hooking up with him. Yeah, it's probably not a big deal to most people, but I'm just not the type of person to think about things like this, so my response to this situation surprised me, and I wanted to get it off my chest. Story 18. Sleep banging is not quite as enjoyable as most would think. Let me lay down some knowledge for y'all. My ex had a thing for sleep banging me. Trust me, I'm frigging fine with that. Sometimes I'd fall asleep knowing outright that I'm going to wake up sleep banging. Other nights I know it will come, and I'll be so on edge about it that I just lay there with my eyes closed trying to fall asleep all night. Well, this was one of those nights. What women need to know about is that when a man is desperately trying to hold in his urine, we use the same muscle in our groin that is associated during intimate times. Well, I'm lying there for 2 hours with my eyes closed, knowing it would happen eventually. I slowly start to feel my bladder getting full, but I don't want to just get up. That would either prolong the sleep bang or prevent it from happening at all. The moment of truth finally arrives. My bladder is full, and there is no going back now. I feel the sheets slide off the top of my want-to-be-asleep body. My dong slowly and gently pulled out. I'm contracting my muscles at full force, and I had no idea which would happen. Then I feel her giving me blowy. The bed shakes slightly. The weight being distributed on the bed had changed, and I knew what that meant. She slides ever so slowly downward. I feel everything. She started doing her thing, and this went on for about 20 minutes. At this moment, I didn't think I had much more in me, so I decided to wake up and provide a finale for the two of us. To the best of my knowledge, it was smoothie, but I'll never know that was all that. Very soon after, I ran to the bathroom and assumed Superman stance for a straight 2 minutes. Much was learned that day, but the gist of it was don't bang while needing to pee. And how do we avoid that? Don't sleep bang. Story 19. I had my first 3 score for a milestone birthday a few years back, and honestly, it was everything I hoped for. It involved my wife and a mutual female friend, and yes, we recorded the whole thing, with everyone's enthusiastic consent. I'd planned ahead and picked up some pills, and yeah, I definitely needed it. The entire experience lasted about 2 hours, with a break in between to catch our breath. It was one of the best days of my life. Edit. Just to give a bit more context and clear up a few things people asked. Our friend actually initiated the idea. My wife and I had joked about it in passing, but since she'd never even kissed a girl before, I figured it wasn't going to happen. Turns out I was very wrong. Some folks suggested that involving a friend was a mistake and that a stranger would have made things easier. I disagree. Being close made it way less awkward. We all knew each other's boundaries, there was trust, and that made the whole experience better. Not to mention safer. STDs are a huge concern, especially for women. Our friend was someone we knew, trusted, and happened to be super hot, so it made sense. That said, we're not close anymore. We might have overplayed the 3-score friendship dynamic. Things got weird, we were coworkers, people started speculating, and eventually, our friend found a great guy. She deserved her own space and relationship. We all parted on good terms, just not in each other's lives anymore. And to clarify, I didn't take pills because I have ED. I took it because I wanted to bring the thunder. I wanted to perform like a Tyrannosaurus. Mission accomplished. Story 20. My wife had always been curious about being with another woman, and eventually, she asked me to make it happen. Naturally, none of the women I approached believed she was the one behind the idea. They all thought it was just some guy trying to live out a fantasy. But after a while, and a lot of explaining, we finally found someone who was genuinely interested, and she came over to join us. Things got heated fast. I was in the mix for about 35 to 40 minutes, but juggling 2 women with a protection on? Not exactly the easiest task. It took everything I had just to stay in the game, if you catch my drift. In the end, I slipped the rubber off and focused on my wife only, safety first, folks. I don't recommend going rogue unless you really know what you're doing. That's when things took an unexpected turn. Let's just say, the surprise came not from what we did next, but from how it made me feel. We hadn't really gotten into the nitty-gritty beforehand. No, make sure you do this, or I've always wanted to try that. So going into it, I had no clue what our guest was into, besides the obvious. She liked women and clearly loved being the center of attention. Turned out, one of her favorite things was watching. She was completely locked in as I was with my wife, staying up front and hands-on while I handled the backfield action. After we wrapped up, I got up, left the room, and went to clean up. They never followed, just stayed holed up in the bedroom. I figured they were enjoying some good old-fashioned girl time, and honestly, I wasn't about to interrupt. So I fired up MotoGP on the 360 and zoned out for about an hour, just letting the engine noise drown out whatever was happening down the hall. Eventually, they popped out and asked where I'd disappeared to, which was kind of sweet, but it was clear their main focus had shifted from 3-score to 2 with a bystander. Not that I minded. Watching them click like, that was kind of cool in its own way. We lost touch with her after that night, but a few months later, she tracked us down through a Craigslist missed connections post. That's still the only time I've ever had one written about me, surreal, to say the least. Story 21. I'm a guy who enjoys dressing up as a girl. Everyone probably has their own reasons for it, but for me, it's always been tied to this fantasy of transformation, of stepping into a girl's body or seeing the world through that lens. It's hard to explain exactly, but there's something incredibly hot to me about putting myself in those sexy or provocative scenarios that, as a straight guy, I've always found attractive in women. So dressing up as that fantasy version, a flirty, sexy girl, is kind of like living out my own daydreams from the inside. Sometimes it feels like I'm watching through a mirror or photos, almost like I'm observing the fantasy and starring in it. I learned makeup from YouTube and by paying attention when ex-girlfriends did theirs. I picked up women's clothes, experimented with styles that worked with my frame, and grabbed a wig or two. At the beginning, let's just say it took a lot of imagination. I wasn't exactly passing, but I could squint and pretend. Still did the trick. Over time, though, I started figuring out which outfits flattered me, what wigs worked with my face, and how to actually do decent makeup. Every time I nailed a look better than the last, it felt like I was getting closer to turning the fantasy into something real. And that's honestly a thrill every time. Downside, I now understand exactly how people get addicted to shopping. Between the makeup, clothes, and shoes, I've blown through more money than I'd like to admit. I'll never judge women for impulse buys again. This stuff is a rabbit hole, but a fun one. Story 22. I've always had a soft spot for cloaks, robes, that whole mysterious, cover-everything aesthetic. No idea why exactly, but something about it just does it for me. Back when I was 23, I was seeing this girl who was pure fire, bold, quick-witted, confident. One night, she invited me over to her apartment. So, I hopped on the subway, about a 25-minute ride from my place to hers. By the time I surfaced at her stop, it was pouring rain. I shot her a text asking if she could bring an umbrella. She replied, "No problem." I step off the train, scanning the sidewalk, and I spot her right away, standing under a massive umbrella. But what really catches my eye? She's wearing a cloak. A full-on dramatic, flowing cloak. I walk up, take the umbrella from her to cover us both, and she gives me this look, part mischievous, part triumphant. "What?" I ask. "I was hoping you'd take that from me," she says with a smirk. I blink. "Why's that?" She takes a step ahead, turns slowly, and parts the cloak like a magician revealing the grand finale. And there it is, deep red and black lingerie that looked like it was designed to short-circuit brain cells. No heads up, no hints. Just a bold, perfectly executed surprise that played directly into a thing I'd never even told her about. We dated off and on for maybe 6 or 7 months after that, then drifted apart. Still friends to this day. And every once in a while, that night comes up, and we both just grin. Story 23. When I was 27, I started a new job on the same day as this stunning woman in her early 40s. We got to chatting during orientation while HR made copies of our IDs and paperwork. She had this confident, grounded energy that made her even more attractive. From that day on, I couldn't shake the fantasy of us disappearing into a hotel room and just not leaving for a while. A few weeks in, word got around about the upcoming company Christmas party, hosted at a really nice hotel. That's when I made up my mind. I was going to try to seduce her. She had just filed for divorce the month before, so something about the timing made me think, maybe, just maybe. Now, I've always done fine with women, but I'd never been the type to actively go after someone like that, especially not someone older, more experienced, and with that kind of presence. But that night, fueled by a steady stream of drinks and way more confidence than usual, I just went for it. I treated her like we'd shown up together. Stayed by her side the entire night, only breaking away to grab drinks for us both from the open bar. With about 15 minutes left in the party, I took her hand and said, "Come on. I want to dance with you." Not asked, told. That was new for me. She smiled and got up. We danced for a couple of songs, and when it all wrapped up, we wandered through the hotel lobby chatting about random things. Life, work, nothing deep. She stopped and sat near this fountain in the middle of the lobby. I looked at her and thought, screw it. I leaned in and kissed her. She didn't kiss me back. So for some reason, I tried again, this time with a bit more initiative. Still nothing. My heart sank. I was sure I'd blown it, not just with her, but possibly with my job too. We started walking to the parking lot in silence, her a few steps behind me. I didn't know what to say. And then out of nowhere, she grabbed me, slammed me against a wall, right next to some big sign for upcoming hotel events, and kissed me hard. Then we got into her car and made out for about 10 minutes. She kept pushing my face down to on her jugs, way bigger than I expected when she pulled one out. We started to bang in her car, then stopped, went back into the hotel, and got a room, and banged the rest of the night. She couldn't have kids, the fun was unstoppable. It ended up being one of the most unforgettable nights of my life. Not just because of how incredible it was, but because it was the one and only time I ever set my sights on someone I found wildly attractive and actually made it happen. We never spoke about it afterward. She carried on like it never happened, like it was just another night. So, yeah, a one-time thing, exactly as imagined, right down to us hooking up in a hotel room. Also, she was my boss. Story 24. A little while after graduating college, I ended up sleeping with one of my former professors. It started innocently enough. We were hanging out at her place, talking late into the night. The conversation was good, and there was no sense that I should leave, even as the hours ticked by. At a certain point, I knew if I stayed any longer, things were going to cross a line. I could feel it building. I was actually shaking from the anticipation. We'd begun the night on opposite sides of the room, chatting while she did the dishes, but by the end, we were on the couch together, barely a breath between us. Around 4 a.m., it finally happened. Right before we did anything, she told me not to tell anyone, especially my friends. That just added to the intensity. This woman I had once looked up to was now holding my dong like it was some kind of secret she wasn't supposed to have. The next morning was just as wild. She was folding laundry when I walked up behind her, and without a word, she gave me a hint. I didn't even hesitate. Later, we were at a movie theater, and she reached over and gave me a hand, Jay. For a while, it felt like something out of a fantasy, exciting, intense, and completely unlike anything I'd been part of before. But the vibe changed. She got really possessive, overly demanding, and eventually, jealous to the point it felt suffocating. The thrill wore off fast, and the whole thing started to creep me out. Now, I avoid her completely whenever I'm back in that town visiting old college friends. Which, honestly, I don't do much anymore anyway. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, be sure to give it a thumbs up, subscribe, and hit the bell icon so you never miss an update.